this is Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to OBF Job Search Advice Radio. And I have been the host of this show for 300 plus episodes, over more than 11 years now. And today I've got a show based upon a question I received from someone who almost seemed like they wanted to have permission to counter an offer that they received from a firm and want to know if that was okay. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give the show a great review. And now, let's get going. This may seem obvious to you, but too few people actually do this. They work hard. You may be working hard to get an offer. And you're coming up on the final negotiations. And they're talking about something less than what you think you're worth. I just want to remind you that you can always counter their offer with one of your own. I would start off by saying, I really want to join, but the number's off. You know, my value in the market is higher. And, you know, in the past, I've saved my firm X number of dollars, or I've generated Y number of dollars. We're talking about a $10,000 difference. Can you at least come up to, and you point to a different number above what they're talking about or what they've made in the way of an offer? And if they go, no, this is really the top of the range, I'm really disappointed. And I know I'm interviewing elsewhere for offers at a level like what I was talking about originally. I'm just going to pick numbers at random. 120. I've been talking with other firms about 120. I'm on final interviews there, and they don't seem to be having a problem with it. I'd really prefer joining your firm. Can you make the offer the 120? I'm happy to say yes now. Well, I'll have to get back to you. By all means, please do. And you know, I'll give you my acceptance and we'll move ahead. And thus, the idea of countering their number with one of your own is important. Remember, third-party recruiters work for employers, and yes, they seem like they represent you, but contingency recruiters, you know, they're watching a fee disappear, and thus, they're going to try and pressure you to say yes to a lower number so that they get paid too. Remember, you can always counter the offer or what's being discussed in the way of an offer, if they're not quite at the offer stage, with a number of your own that really reflects your thinking and what you're willing to do. Especially when times are good, don't get pressured into taking something significantly less than what you want just because they want you to. You know your value going into this. You're talking with other firms. Don't settle. Make sure you get your value and the right job for yourself. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. My website is thebiggamehunter.us. You can go to the site and there's a lot in the blog to help you with job search, hiring better, management, leadership, and dealing with different workplace issues. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. At my website, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for coaching, find out about my courses, books, and guides, and much, much more. Go to the site and go exploring. There are thousands of searchable posts that will help you. I mentioned connecting on LinkedIn, and I'll also mention if you get to salary negotiation, I can help you get prepared for the negotiation too. Schedule time with me. I'd be happy to help. Have a terrific day and be great.